time, the clouds of joy have drifted off. But the wild wind roars, oh Valentine, my heart is sure I can't let you fall again. And if only I could tell you, if my courage wasn't shy, I'd tell you all I want is peace and love and mercy for anything I'm not. Oh, Valentine, my angel's wings and my halo ain't worth a thing. Oh, Grace, where have you been? I can't let you get away. If only I could tell, my courage wasn't shy, I tell you all I want is peace and love and mercy for anything I'm not. Roll with your head held high, let them see the diamond in your eyes, and tell them all you want is peace and love and mercy. Tell them all you want is peace and love and mercy. Tell them all you want is peace and love and mercy for anything you're not.
That was Charlottetown, PEI-based singer-songwriter Dennis Ellsworth with a song entitled Valentine from his 2014 album on Busted Flat Records, Love Knows Love. Now, Dennis Ellsworth is an incredibly prolific singer-songwriter. He released Hazy Sunshine in 2013 and Love Knows Love in 2014, and yet he's already hard at work on a follow-up. Dennis joined us for a chat and a couple of live songs at the recent Folk Music Ontario conference. It's great to talk to you today, Dennis.
Thank you, Jan. Nice to talk to you.
We are at Folk Music Ontario. We've been having an incredible day in our mobile studio, which some people would just call a hotel room. But we have set it up with a couple of mics and an opportunity for artists to come in and play. Now, Dennis, you hail from PEI. Do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I'm from Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island. I was born and raised there. I moved away when I was 25. I moved to Toronto, and I stayed there for almost 7 years, and I'm back in PEI now. I've been there since 2007.
So tell us a little bit about how you got into music. You mentioned about moving away. Now, PEI is obviously a fairly small community. I mean, even though you're in the town of Charlottetown, did you grow up with a lot of music around you when you were a kid?
By choice, I did. I didn't really... There's nobody else in my family that's as musical as I am. My grandfather was a radio announcer in Ontario. And I think I have qualities of his voice, but that's about as far as it goes in terms of any influence from family members. But my mother did have an awfully large folk collection in records, and I listened to those quite a lot, started to form my own opinions. And I did play the piano quite a lot when I was younger. I gave that up, unfortunately, even though I can still play, I just didn't follow through. But I'd say my earliest efforts in music were on a piano.
And then you took up the guitar a little later?
Yeah, when I was in high school, yeah. Or junior high school, I started to pick away at the guitar, and by high school I was playing. And I never really wanted to play the guitar so I could play other people's songs. I just wanted to start writing my own.
So when you talked about moving away from PI and heading to Toronto, was that because you wanted to get away from the island for a while? Was that the idea when you did that?
Absolutely. Yeah, I wanted to go and live somewhere else, and Toronto is the, you know, it's a center for music in Canada, so, and it's still relatively close to Charlottetown, so I could get back there if I needed to see a family member or whatever. I actually moved up here with a band at the time. I had a band out of university called the Rude Mechanicals, and we moved to Toronto to try and pursue that. But we broke up about 3 years in. We were doing all right, but some of the members didn't want to be in Toronto anymore.
Is that because they missed? Did they move back home again then?
Yeah.
So you're a singer-songwriter now. I mean, do you also play in a band as well?
I do, actually. Yeah, I have a band called Haunted Hearts that I play in from time to time. We used to do more than we do now, but lately we've been kind of picking up the slack a little bit and playing some shows around the East Coast.
So tell us a little bit about your music. We started off today with Valentine, which is off an album that actually is only available through your shows, and that's Love Knows Love.
Mm-hmm.
You're here promoting Hazy Sunshine, which actually is the album that came out before that. But can you talk a little bit about your music and the sort of elements that go into it?
Well, I have a very broad influence list. It's not even worth going into, but when I want to write a song, it just kind of flows out of me. I don't ever try to specifically write a certain kind of song, but I'm heavily influenced by country music, but I don't want to be a country artist. So I've kind of put some flecks of country music into my own songs, but I'm also, you know, I'm a really big Nat King Cole fan, so I want to try to honor some of that in some way. And I don't even try. It's just there. It just happens. That's from my mom and my dad. My mother was the Nat King Cole and my dad was the Merle Haggard. So I really just sort of absorbed that and it comes out of me now. I write poetic lyrics. I'm a big Leonard Cohen fan, and, you know, that probably leaks in there a little bit too, you know? So it's a sound that I don't really know what to say about, but I just try to write songs.
Whenever you mention, you know, people mention the word poetry or being poetic, I have to ask the next question, which mm-hmm. I always find fascinating. I'm never quite sure if my guests do, but are you someone that would work on the lyrics first before you would work on a melody for a song, or you have a melody and then you think of lyrics that you would fit with it?
Well, lately I've been writing lyrics, which I haven't done independent of a guitar in a long time. And I don't know why that is. I don't know why I've resorted to that, but I get ideas, I sketch them down. But lately those ideas have just become full pages of verse and chorus. And so I've done it both ways. But usually it's just I sit down. It's kind of Nick Cave has a routine with his writing. He goes to an office that he rents and he writes songs. And I kind of keep that in the back of my mind that he's treating it like a job, because it is. If I'm saying that I'm a songwriter, I've got to write songs. So I do sit down and I try almost every morning. I pick up my guitar and strum and see whether or not I hear something. And sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. And if I do, I just get the book out and start trying to figure something out to set on top of this melody that I've found.
You mentioned that you don't like to be considered as a country singer,
mm-hmm.
Even though country music is quite commonly associated with the more rural areas. And I think if you think of certainly some areas in Atlantic Canada, particularly PEI, there is quite a strong focus even within the folk roots community that there would be more country. What is it that you don't like about that tradition? Is it the way it's changed over the years?
Well, I think in general, what I don't want is to be lumped into a category that limits me. And because, I'm not just a country artist. I mean, I'm a folk singer. I'm a rock and roll singer. I'll do it all in some little element in my songs. So I don't want to find myself in a box. And that's why I said that. I don't really want to be labeled as a country singer. Not for any particular reason. I don't have any disdain against the country music market, but it certainly has changed. We can't go without noting that. But I'm not really writing those types of songs. I guess it's more or less just me not wanting to find myself in a corner. I want to be somebody who just floats through it all, transcends the genres.
So we managed to find you a guitar. You're going to play something for us today. What are you going to play?
I'm going to play a song that I've written recently because I'm about to make another album. I can tell you a little bit more about that. But here's an example of a song that I wrote while I was sitting at a record shop filling in for my friend who owns it on a day off. And I was listening to Billie Holiday, and I started writing down the things that I was feeling. And this is the song that came out of it. It's called Beauty Is Sad. Like a rose torn apart by the wind from the salty sea, on a carousel is all we'll ever be. Ride it round and round and round until it breaks, classic as it weeps. When Billy sings autumn in New York, and it melts you, and it makes you feel like you need more time, or you'll fall apart. Ain't it funny how beauty sometimes wrecks you? There's that rain again, hammering in your heart, hammering in your heart. Photographs of the past with centuries of names, we long to go back, but we know we can't. Why is time so cruel, parading down the path, romantic as it gets? When Billy sings autumn in New York, and it melts you, it makes you feel like you need more time, or you'll fall apart. Ain't it funny how beauty sometimes wrecks you? There's that rain again, and it's hammering in your heart, hammering in your heart. La la. When Billy sings autumn in New York, it melts you, and it makes you feel like you need more time, or you'll fall apart. Ain't it funny how beauty sometimes wrecks you? There's that rain again, hammering,
hammering in your heart. La la la, in your heart.
That's Dennis Ellsworth live on Folk Roots Radio from the Folk Music Ontario Conference. I sense you're pretty prolific when songwriter. Is that a reasonable thing to be saying?
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I am prolific.
So tell us about this new album you're working on. That was, I think, Beauty is Hard is the name of that song?
Beauty is Sad.
Beauty is Sad.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us a little about the new album.
I'm going to go down to Athens, Georgia. I'm leaving, actually. I get home from this conference on Monday night, or as soon as I can on Monday, and by Thursday morning I'll be heading south to the States to make this record in Athens, Georgia, with a guy named David Barbie, who I've worked with before. I've written about 25 songs so far for this album, and we're in the process now of picking the ones we want to focus on, and it'll probably come out sometime mid next year.
And I think you're going on tour with Irish Mython as well?
Yeah, we're going to do some dates in December around the east coast of Canada, and that's going to be a load of fun. Probably lots of laughs there, for sure. I'm excited about that. I got another UK tour coming up in January, and actually while I'm in the States, I have I'm a finalist in the New Song Contest in New York City on November 15th. So I have a few things like that kind of coming up, and then it's record release time again.
So which song is in the new song contest?
Well, that's a good question. Actually, I don't know which. I put in two or three, I think, and they just chose me based on the material. They didn't specify.
Oh, they didn't specify particularly.
No, and apparently when I play at the Lincoln Center, I don't have to play one of the songs that I submitted. I can play whatever I want. I could play Yankee Doodle if I actually I can't. I didn't write that.
So you can basically I didn't realize. I would assume I thought it would be associated with the song. Do you have to put three songs in then?
No, you can put 40 if you want. Yeah. I don't know why. I guess my thought is that they just really want to find the best songwriter, not the best song. And by best, I mean in this contest, you know, whatever that means. But I found it odd, but I'm fine with that, because then it doesn't lock me into doing something that I, you know, if I wanted to change my mind, I can't, you know.
I'm curious as to whether you duet at all. Obviously going on tour with Irish, you'll be playing individual sets, but is there an opportunity for you to perhaps do some songs together?
Yep, we've discussed that. We haven't figured out what we're going to do yet. We'll probably sit in on each other's stuff, as well as come up with a couple songs that we think would work and adapt those to our show. I think it's pretty exciting to try that kind of stuff. I've been doing a lot of co-writing in the last few years, so in some ways it's very similar, you know, letting somebody else into what you do and joining forces with that person instead of, you know, just always being by yourself.
Kind of gets a bit more back to that band situation.
Yeah, well, it's... the relationships in music are extremely important. It's a lonely thing to do by yourself if you're always just hanging out by yourself, you know.
Can we get you to play another song for us today?
Absolutely, yeah. I should do a song from Hazy Sunshine. I'll do a song called Silver Tears. Scenes of change in blue and ways of light. Well, there's a beacon shining on the sea of love and a diamond mine high above where the angels fly in the carbon sky.
where the ravens call, where tender as a braid of beauty's robe, a river in the vein, fire in the soul, crowds of faces with eyes of hope, crying silver tears. They're wishing they were gold, and somewhere deep in the dark of the mind, well, there's a river rolling through the tallest pines, and a sheet of sun hits the purest white, and all the painful things, they all start vanishing into the strange beyond. We're tender as a braid of beauty's robe, a river in the vein, a fire in the soul, with crowds of faces, with eyes of hope, crying silver tears. And they're wishing they were gold, wishing they were gold, wishing they were gold. Well, none but time will heal your heart and make it all right in your mind instead of the longest scream you ever let escape your mind as a warning sign you might fall apart. We're tender as a braid of beauty's robe, we're river in the vein, fire in the soul, crowds of faces with eyes of hope, a crying silver tears. And they're wishing they were gold, they're wishing they were gold, they're wishing they were gold. Oh, 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 oh.
That's Dennis Elves with a song entitled Silver Tears from his 2013 release Hazy Sunshine. That was very beautiful.
Thanks for
bringing that in to us today.
You're very welcome.
If people want to learn more about your music, how do they do that?
My website, DennisEllsworth.com, or I've got the Facebook, the Twitter, all that stuff on the go. So there's lots of things out there to find me. And you can buy all the records on iTunes, and Busted Flat Records is the label that puts out the music I make.
That's where I know you from. I know the Busted Flat people very well. I'm trying to think, I know Dennis Elsworth. Why? How is it? Yeah, that's right. Yeah. No. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Busted Flat out of Kitchener.
You got it.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I really appreciate you stopping by to talk to us today.
Thanks for making the time for me.
That's great. We're going to finish with another song from one of your records. What would you like us to play?
Let's play Perfect Storm. A song I wrote with an Englishman named John Smith a couple of years back. We co-wrote a few songs, and we've done some touring together in England as well. But this is a song that we wrote 3 days into our relationship. We had no knowledge of each other, and we sat down across from each other at the kitchen table in my house and banged this one out about lost love. And a song called Perfect Storm.
Perfect Storm by Dennis Elsworth on Folk Roots Radio. I'm Jan Hall. Dennis, it's an absolute pleasure.
Thank you, Jan. Likewise.
my way, I was dashed upon the rock. Now I find myself with you out on the sea. Battered by the waves, I'm screaming, darling, will we drown? Or will this tempest make a man and leave the sun to fight the best it can? For what is love if not a perfect storm? As high as the wind blows, as low as we can be, tell me, what is love if not a perfect storm? Summer never came. Me, I thought the sky was waiting, though I did not know what for. So I bought myself a boat and I've not a penny to my pretty name. The sun will hide it. It can. For what is love if not the perfect storm? As high as the wind blows, as low as we can be, tell me, what is love if not the perfect storm? How to find a way to keep me safe when nowhere near the shore? What is love if not the perfect storm? What is love if not the perfect storm? So my way, I was dead.